Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your fantasy couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 9th, 2013.
And this is episode 125.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yeah, that's our dog. I don't know if you can hear him in the background. Hopefully you can't, but you probably can. He's pretty loud.
This is what he sounds like.
He has like, he's... Mommy! Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying. It sounds like a kid crying like... Oh, my mommy.
Sammy's a mommy's boy.
He is.
But that's okay. Love him anyway.
Yeah.
So we're here a little bit later for the live folk. We're here at 8 instead of 7:30.
Yeah.
Because Jay was an illustrious guest on Tom Merritt's Frame Rate.
Yep.
Tom Merritt and Brian Brushwood.
Yeah.
Frame Rate. Yep. Sorry, Tom. It does all the heavy lifting. So.
Right, so I got an email. yesterday, and it was kind of late. I was watching TV. It wasn't late. It was like 7 o'clock or something. I don't know. And got an email from Tom asking me. He had been meaning to ask me to come on the Frame Rate.
Really?
And I was like, "What?"
I mean, I have to say, that is a perfect choice because you are definitely the tech person. You're the person with the tech pants on in the couple.
Well, so, I felt like a dwarf amongst giants on the show. I will say that. I felt like a dwarf amongst giants.
Well, Tom Merritt didn't leave his own. I don't think anybody can touch him.
Right, right.
So
seasoned people,
he is,
you know.
Seasoned. But so you had fun though, right?
Yeah, I did have fun.
I saw you laughing. So
yeah.
It
was a great show. For those that may not have heard of Frame Rate or didn't listen to the show with Tom Merritt, Frame Rate is a show of cutting the cord about getting shows when you want, where you want, and how you want. And they cover a lot of topics around new technologies, around streaming, cutting the cord, not having cable, company news as far as, you know, the whole Time Warner versus CBS that was going on, that whole blackout that ended recently. Stuff going around like Amazon, Lionsgate. They have a original show coming on Hulu here pretty soon.
Ooh.
Lionsgate, which I knew it when we were watching Orange and the New Black, but they back. That was one of their films, you know.
And that was a great idea.
Yeah. So it was a great show. They are machines, and they make this podcast. I mean, it's just like bam. Bam,
well,
bam,
our podcast is a different format.
It is.
It's more of a, you know, sit back and chill. So you can't really say, you know, our show's not like Frame Rate.
Our show isn't like Frame Rate.
Well, our show's nothing like Frame Rate.
Right. It is
We talk about 1% of what they cover on Frame Rate.
Right. And we don't plan to be.
He's very organized. No.
Oh, dude. He is super organized. I
actually watched a video. I didn't even get to watch all of it,
right.
But it was a video of how Tom Merritt prepares for Tech News Today, and oh my gosh, is he so organized. He wakes up earlier than I do, and he works from home. So
so what you trying to say, people that work from home are lazy?
No, but I'm just saying he could stay in, but he doesn't. He gets up at the crack butt of dawn
ready. He does.
No, I'm not. I know people who work from home aren't lazy.
I know.
Work from home one day a week, so.
Let me fix that. Let me fix my camera view a little bit so we can be, because right now you're a little taller than I am. But that's no,
well,
that's no
maybe, what, do you have a problem with that? Is
we
that
we
like
we
a...
Weekend Wrap-Up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
I so want to curse on here. I would curse you out. Not cuss you out. I would curse you out.
Oh, before we get into the Weekend Wrap-Up, we want to thank Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. Who will be in Louisville?
Jay's excited.
I'm excited.
Jay's excited.
I have to figure out if I'm going to go because It is on a Wednesday night. It is on Wednesday, November the 13th, at the Palace. So I'm, and they went with the Palace venue, and people were like, "Why didn't he go to the Expo?" Which you and I went to the concert, the Girl Talk concert at the Expo.
Oh.
And you know.
But at least Palace has seats.
And that's what he wanted to do. That's what Derek wanted to do. He wanted a sitting event because he didn't want just a monster mosh pit of people.
He said that.
I can't remember how they phrased
that
it.
That means that you were like.
Oh, he didn't want a mini riot going on in the dance floor.
Right.
You know, because people are like, "Where am I going to dance? How am I going to go to a Pretty Lights concert and not dance?" It's like, there's enough room.
Dance in your seat.
You know what
I'm
saying?
People go to concerts all the time with their seats. Dance in your seat. Stop. Right. Stop being so.
Right.
Okay.
So, thank them.
No. I was just saying, because my video is frozen, but I think it's just my Twitch. So, okay. So continue on.
And I just want to say hello to our illustrious chat rooms who is here with us.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today, babe?
We have Bronco Sire Jeff himself. Who will be a guest of ours.
I assume.
No, he is coming down. Right. He sent you an email today. Did you not get the email
today? He sent me an email today.
Oh, my gosh. He includes you on the email. You don't even read
them. I replied to one.
I replied. Anyway.
I thought he was sending us a check. That's why he asked for our address.
So Jeff is coming down from the Great White North.
He is.
Where they have penguins and polar bears. And on Friday.
And
so he'll be spending the weekend with us.
They have elk.
And he never said if he wanted to have dinner with my family, though. So I'm thinking he doesn't like them.
Yep.
But that's okay if you don't like them. But they're really cool people.
Yeah.
And we have Hendo in the chat room. Hello, Hendo. Hendo cannot stay because he has to go make dinner.
All right. Before Hendo goes.
Yes.
He'll probably listen to the show, so he'll know what we'll be watching.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I told him that. Well, Hando doesn't know.
Yeah, Hando doesn't know.
But
he will.
He will know. We also have J.K. Grammer in the house. Hello, J.K.
What's going on, J.K.?
And Punk Gopher, the person who has provided two things today for us. So we'll get to talking about that eventually. But hi, everybody. It's a whole bunch of testosterone in the chat room today.
It is. Where the ladies at?
I'm Zabi. Where's Zabi?
I don't know. Maybe they came at 7:30 and didn't
maybe
know.
We weren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did say that, Jeff.
What?
I'm so out of it. He said he would go to my family's house so that they could put up with my outrageous accent. I remember that.
He did?
Yeah, I think he said in the DM.
Oh, I don't.
But you can't DM two people at one time. If he had DM'd you, then I would have been out of the loop.
You know.
So, I mean, Twitter needs to fix their stuff. But no, it's with my, it's two of my sisters and one of my sister's husband and my parents. So everybody's pretty cool. Everybody has fun. Ooh, you know what? Maybe if I ask her, she'll mix some macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So Jeff can have some good southern macaroni and cheese. But hi to the chat room. We appreciate you all being here.
Yeah.
So this weekend, we made a we made a return.
Well, I already played the bumper over you. So.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I appreciate that. We made a return to Plin's Bakery. And
yep,
we talked about this a few weeks ago. And I had an inkling to go there again.
Yep. And I got a raspberry and strawberry Danish.
Not a raspberry and strawberry. A raspberry Danish and a strawberry Danish.
I said
raspberry
and strawberry
Danish. You said raspberry, strawberry Danish.
I got two Danishes. One was raspberry, the other was strawberry.
Danish.
And then I got a fruit, what was it, cherry fruit crisp? Is that what it was called?
Twist.
No, it was crisp.
Fine, crisp.
And then Renee got an apple.
How are you going to ask me and then tell me I'm wrong when I say something?
Because I need confirmation from you.
Even though I'm wrong.
So that, and then you got an apple one.
I got an apple twist,
mm-hmm.
Crisp.
And then
I got a little raspberry pocket cookie. And what was so good that I got? It wasn't a cupcake. Oh, it was a
cinnamon
streusel cinnamon bun type thing.
Yep. Maybe we can take Jeff by that.
And it was so good. Yeah, we could take him to Plin's. So, I mean, I'm sure he has bakeries up in Canada.
Yeah,
too,
that is true. So, yeah.
But I want to go there for Jeff. I want to go there for me.
Yep.
Jeff can just come along for the ride.
So we're taking emails on what we should do with Jeff while he's here.
Any ideas with what we should do with a Canadian in Louisville?
Yep. Yep. See, Renee's getting up and shaking the booze for you all.
No, I'm not. I am arranging.
No, I'm playing.
Why do you want to call attention to that?
And then on Saturday.
Aren't you my husband? You're supposed to protect my assets.
I do protect your assets. we went to Jet's Pizza. Renee had a Groupon.
I thought it was local. It is not.
And so we went to this place called Jet's Pizza, and Renee thought it was a local restaurant.
I never heard of it.
I never heard of it either. So we went there.
Renee thought it was local. We thought it was local.
I said I did too as well. But okay. I wanted to push you out there while everybody gasps, while everybody's going. I can be like, and I did too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I just
kind of threw you out there. So that's.
Crather's here.
Oh, what's going on, Crather?
I thought I saw him in here. He popped in and popped out. Yep. But he's here now.
So we went to Jets, and for $20, we got a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. We got a pizza, mm-hmm. and we got some cheese bread and some wings. The wings were, okay. They were baked.
Yeah, I mean,
they were
like Domino's wings.
If you don't give me wings, or I got to cover it in blue cheese, I like it to be a little more crispy.
Right. And I didn't ask him for extra crispy.
I
did not.
Well, maybe
I just ordered the wings.
Maybe we should have had him bake them longer.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you're going to the Creation Museum? Please tell me you're kidding.
Jeff said
he's going to stop on his way down.
I heard the museum's pretty awesome, funny.
Awesome.
Well,
funny to us.
Okay, so
maybe it's
the Creation Museum has a lot of scientific stuff. You know,
they would have to.
Well, I mean, I told you about this.
I know.
But we all should go up there.
We should go on set. Oh,
but I can get somebody to cover for me if I need to.
We should go to the Creation Museum.
So,
it'll be fun.
So, not only did we go to Jet's Pizza, but also our weekend was filled with Final Fantasy.
So much Final Fantasy.
Yep, a lot of Final Fantasy. And
it was crazy.
And we are absolutely enjoying the rebirth of Final Fantasy 14.
I'll talk about it more during the media, but on Final Score, everybody was like, I don't even care about it.
Really?
And, yeah, I expect it.
That makes sense.
A lot of people, they don't give a flying fuck about the whole.
And then, too, you know, Scott doesn't really like Japanese stuff. No, I'm playing.
But, I mean, it's like either you care or you don't about Final Fantasy.
Right.
It's one of those things.
Yep. So, with that, let's jump right into some tech.
Technology.
All right. So, tomorrow, September 10th. Apple announcement, and Renee has some speculation.
I mean, I'm just speculating what everybody else is already saying.
We already know there's not going to be a new Apple TV.
No, but there's something to do with Apple TV.
They are putting out a software update.
What's it going to do?
It's going to include the iTunes radio and some other stuff.
So nothing big?
I don't know.
A surprise.
It could be something big.
I don't know what they would have yet.
And I'm excited they're not releasing new hardware because I don't have to feel like I need to buy it. I can just keep my Apple IIs.
Because you would be fine even if they did release a new one, you wouldn't have to buy it.
Yeah.
I like your reluctant, gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
But as far as the phones go, speculation is, of course, cheaper. iPhone 5S is what people are saying.
A 5S.
Cheaper.
A 5C is the cheaper one.
It's going to be a 5C and a 5S.
A 5C and a 5S. A 5S is going to be a little upgrade, better processors, you know, yada, yada, yada of the iPhone 5. And from what I understand, it's going to be a 5C. And the 5C is going to be a cheaper version because right now, you know, people can go into your local cell phone store and get a real cheap. When I say cheap, a low-priced Android phone.
Right.
And that's what people are walking out with.
Right. So, yeah, we heard on the news this morning that, you didn't cover me.
I'm sorry. I thought you were ready to sneeze.
I know. I totally was a huge yawn. I was trying to hold it in. Anyway, We heard on the news that, you know, pretty much everybody who can afford an iPhone either has an iPhone or has an Android device, and they really need to find a new way to break into new market shares and what have you. So they need to find a way to get those people who can't quite afford, a $300 phone. And so one thing they've kept quiet started last week, they started a buyback program. So you can take your old iPhone into them and they buy it back from you. I don't know how much they give.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's comparable to Gazelle or the other service that I used. But would I sell my phone back to iPhone? I know we've done the online buyback services.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know if I do Apple or not.
I don't know. It really depends on how much we get for our phone. So yeah, it really depends.
If
on
they would give a comparable amount, sure, why not? Let them profit off it twice.
Right, right.
It'd be fine. So I'm always interested to see what they say.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So we'll see tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
So, this past week, we decided to watch Brick. We did watch Brick, which was our Netflix choice. I think like 2 weeks ago when we had Nicole Spag on the Valentine cast. So we watched Brick. What did you think of Brick, babe?
Brick was all right. It wasn't bad. It was once I realized what it was. It was good. It had kind of an old school detective kind of feel to it, like Ray Sam Spade and kind of like, yeah, she walked into my office
with
trench coat on.
Right.
And yeah, it's kind of like that. So
it was good. It was I enjoyed it, and it was one of those movies which I'm glad Renee did this. After we finished watching it, we read the wiki page on it to kind of help us along with all the events, and it made a lot more sense, because there are some stuff in there that if you weren't really paying any close attention, which I wasn't, but I was paying attention, if that makes sense, that you would miss. And the wiki gave us a quick synopsis of it and exactly what was going on. So some of the things that we thought was going on were going on. Some of the things I thought was going on wasn't going on. So in the wiki explained.
Right. And it's the first, I don't know. I just felt the need to read the wiki.
Right.
I just kind of got lost a little bit, but wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I know Brick was one of those shows where we wish that we could give 3.5 stars. I don't know why.
I didn't want to go the full four, yep, but I didn't want to go three.
So, and what happens is, if it's a 3.5 and there wasn't anything that just turned us off on it, we give it a four. But if it's a 3.5 and we were kind of like, I barely give it a 3.5, we'll go ahead and drop it down to a three. So that's kind of how, you know.
Yeah, and it started Robin as a high school student.
It did. And Robin can run.
Robin, all right. I'll tell you one thing about Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, Brendan, he can, A, run like the wind. That boy can run.
Right, he can. It's some dress shoes.
He can take a punch. So yep, those two things are essential to his character because he knows how to do them well. So, Brick, check it out.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, definitely don't check it out, but.
Yeah, it was a recommendation from Nicole.
It was.
So, and I see why it was. It was entertaining. So, we're not going to be rolling this week for our movie.
We don't have to roll.
Because we got an awesome thing in the mail that we did not know was showing up.
This surprised me to no end.
I looked at the return address and I was like, oh, it's none other than Punk Gopher.
I was like, Punk Gopher sent us something.
So, we have a movie here, and it's called Volcano High.
Volcano High. And as soon as I looked at the cover, I was like, holy crap. That is so crazy. And Punk Gopher has provided the IMDb link. It's two. It's two different movies.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because the cover's different from that. The cover on it is different from this one. It says, where martial arts and hip-hop collide.
Oh, yeah.
Also called Wasan Go. Violence in Korean high school, especially inside the Wasan Go volcano high. You won't be able to escape. Where the voices of hip-hop and TV's hottest stars, Method Man, Big Boy, Snoop Dogg, Andre 3000, and Tracy Morgan. What? So one side's Korean, and the other side is an MTV dub.
Okay, so there's a...
So I haven't opened it up yet.
Okay, so there's a American version and a Korean version.
Yeah, looks like it. It's going to be interesting.
Nice.
So we get to read. Woohoo, right. Babe.
I'm about to pay attention.
So thanks to Punk Gopher, we get to watch Volcano High. We might or might not get to watch it. This week's a busy week, and this weekend we have a guest. So if we don't get to watch it, we'll save it for next week.
Yep, definitely, definitely. And then also, Breaking Bad.
I know we can't spoil anything. I promise we won't, but.
I'm going to say that's the way a middle episode is supposed to be.
Yeah, it was a great episode. And I was in Jay along with I. It was so many people said I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I found myself holding my breath. And right. It was like that. I was like, don't end it. And it ended. I was like, crap.
Yep.
I needed to see what happened next.
Yep. It's like,
Vince Gilligan knows how to get you.
Yep, he does.
And we were waiting for our buddies who we talk about it on Wednesday, Jason and Rob for Go Mad. We were waiting for Rob to finish so we could all talk about it.
Right.
Because that's a show you really want to talk about.
Yep.
And it's really good. We won't spoil anything. Yep. I'm sad there's only three shows left.
Yep.
So
And then also we watched the episode of Doctor Who.
We did. We watched this is one of my favorites. This is the one where they go to 2 million years in the future or something like
that.
Queen Victoria. 5 million years in the future.
What?
I think it's like 5 million years in the future.
To the future?
Yeah, they go to the future.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no, we watched one after that. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We watched two Doctor Who's.
Oh, we did?
We watched the cat people.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
And we watched the werewolf one.
Oh, okay.
And my favorite one was when they went to the future and they saw the face of Bo and they were in the cat hospital. And Cassandra is one of my favorite villains. I'm sorry. She was great. So, is there a statute of limitations on spoiling Doctor Who?
No.
I don't want to outright spoil things. Cause I wouldn't.
Yeah, you don't have to outright spoil
But it was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. And I'm not a Whovian, but I'm a Doctor Who fan.
Right. So. It was just that episode allowed for a lot of great acting on both David Tennant
and Billy Piper.
And Billy Piper.
They got to stretch their acting wings, and I love that when an actor isn't set into a role. Like, if an actor's acting one role in a show all the time, they get to stretch out. So it's kind of nice. So it's cool.
So Bronco said in the chat room that you're so going to blame him for not watching the show.
Oh, I will, of course. What else are Canadians good for but blaming them for things?
And
they always apologize, so it works out.
And then the other Doctor Who we watched was the werewolf Doctor Who, where they were going to go back to 1975 or 79.
They were going back to 1979, and he mistakenly sent them back to 1879
with Queen Victoria. I am not amused.
I am not amused. And I love Doctor Who because sometimes it causes me to look up historical events and things like that. So.
And it was a nice little touch over to Torchwood.
Yeah.
We'll
be watching Torchwood eventually.
Yeah, I have a great chart that Estesis gave us to check out.
I like
Aceitis. What's her Jenny? How about that?
I like Ace.
I call it Jenny.
So, Final Fantasy So for those of y'all who don't know, so here's what happened with Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy version 1 came out in 2011? 2010. People were waiting for it, and it didn't do so great. There were bugs aplenty.
Right.
There were so many bugs. There were quests you couldn't finish.
Yep.
It was laggy. The gathering system was, every single swing was a mini game. So at first, you're like, oh, cool. It's a mini game. By the, you know, 100th, 200th swing, you're like, do I have to play this mini game every single time I gather? So that was annoying, plus a million other problems. So it was so bad that they didn't, so it debuted in what, August? October? September.
Of 2010?
2010, yeah.
September.
And they didn't charge a subscription fee until January. We had quit by then.
Yep.
Because it was too much for us. We just were like...
Yeah, it was just unplayable. It was totally unplayable.
Totally
and
unplayable.
We spent probably like $300-$400
yeah.
working on our computers, thinking it was our computers. And it wasn't. It was their game.
It was just a mess.
It was just really, really,
so
really sad.
They basically scrapped the whole thing.
Right.
They scrapped the team, fired everyone. The person who was over it resigned.
The whole story. They even
the whole story.
And so
was gone.
And so they have this new universe, uh-huh. a Realm Reborn.
It officially debuted last Tuesday.
The 26th, I want to say.
Yeah, last
of August.
It was the
early
yeah,
access.
It was
26.
The Tuesday before Dragon Con.
Yep, it was.
Yeah.
Actually, early access was the Saturday or Friday before that, or Thursday before that.
Yeah.
And then, so they actually, the funny part is they rewrote the whole story,
mm-hmm.
Redesigned the game, made it a lot more enjoyable. And the funny thing is they actually talk about the old game.
Yeah, the first version, yeah.
And what do they call the old game?
The Calamity.
The Calamity is what they call it.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this happened so many years back, and, you know, we can't even see the adventures. We try to think of them, and we can't think of it in our mind.
Right.
It is called the Calamity.
Called the Calamity. So I applaud them for, you know, using that, you know, and recognizing as a reminder of, you know, moving forward. And I just hope that they continue to do well. And I'm looking forward to this being a success,
right.
success story.
Yeah, and we're having tons of fun. The art is gorgeous.
It is.
The music is so endearing. And I love that they kept things from, you know, Final Fantasy 3 and 4. There's little nods to things. And I remember Jay was like, there's mount music. I was like, of course there's mount music. This is Final Fantasy.
Right.
It'd be weird if they didn't have mount music. So I'm really enjoying it. And I've always been a fan of the Final Fantasy universe anyway. And I like how things, like the story and the setting could be completely different, but they keep little things like the Moogles and the Chocobos and things like that. And so I'm enjoying. So I don't know if we're going to end up paying. I might, because I'm having so much fun.
Right.
We have a couple of more free days because we bought the original. We mm-hmm. have like a week left or something.
Yeah, I think
like
we
that.
Have like a week left.
So we'll talk about it and we'll see.
Oh, yeah. And the cool thing, too, is that we get the, you can do one, you can have a max of 8 characters, 1 character per server. We can do that. And it's only $9.99 a month.
Yep.
So I might do that. Yep.
So, apparently, it was announced that there is a new PS Vita coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Slimmer, lighter, more colorful.
Yep, yep.
But you were okay since you just bought yours.
Yeah,
you were
since
fine.
Since I just bought a Vita, and plus, this new Vita is Wi-Fi only.
Mm.
And so, my Vita has 3G. Do I plan on using it?
Nah,
no. Probably not. Because I'm not going to pay, you know, for the access. Unless it's comparable to something that I may want to do. So, I don't know. I don't know. Because I think the it's like $8 a month for the 3G access. So,
right.
I mean, it's something that's there just in case if I want to. And then also, the new Vita has has 1 gigabyte of memory. Now, the old Vitas, didn't have memory. You had to actually buy the Vita, and then you couldn't get play any games because you didn't have anywhere to store the memory or the game information.
And it's coming out in Japan. They haven't said that they're going to bring it out here yet, but it's coming out in Japan. And they also revealed 64 gig model for their line of PlayStation Vita SD cards. So
they're doing what?
64 gig SD card.
Gosh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wished I knew that. Now, that's the one thing that I do wish that I could have had, because I bought the 32 gig, and that's the biggest that we could have bought. But saying that, though, the 32 gig SD card or the 32 gig Sony Vita card ran me about $60-$70. Mm.
But we don't know when it's going to be available here.
Right.
That's another thing in Japan. And they're cutting the prices of all their other ones in Japan as well.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So yeah, so Jay's PS Vita, you still enjoying it?
I am.
You got some couple of new things
for
it?
Yeah,
for
I got a couple of games. I got the Mortal Kombat game, which I think I'm starting to learn that my fighting game days are over.
What?
I think they are, because I think that was I keep buying fighting games thinking that I enjoy them like I used to. It's very reminiscent of my childhood. But I got Mortal Kombat. I started playing some of the tutorial, trying to learn the controls and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of wishy-washy a little bit if I want to play it. But then I also got Hot Shots Golf?
Yes.
International. And I absolutely am loving that game. For a lot of people that may not know, I enjoy golf simulators a lot.
This is one of his things.
Yes.
He played Tiger Woods golf so much.
Yeah. I mean, now that's one thing that has carried on through, you know, my whole gaming thing, aside from MMOs. I'm really enjoying it. And, those are the two games I have thought about and have toyed in my mind of getting you the Assassin's Creed Liberation one with the chick. Because you may enjoy it. I don't think.
I'm sure, I mean, I probably will.
I don't think it'll be one that I'll enjoy.
Mm.
So, I think that's something that I may do.
I'm fine on games.
Okay.
I got to finish the games I have.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, well, if I find it real cheap.
If I find it real cheap.
I'll get it and I'll save it.
And I've also been playing a little. I played the first 10 minutes or so on character creation of Saints Row the Third, and it's just freaking nuts. It's crazy. I didn't even get that far in. It's just hilarious.
So have you got to play any?
I just played the little tutorial intro. And I made my character.
That first tutorial is just crazy.
That was nuts.
With the whole helicopter thing?
Yes, and the big old heads they had on.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's take this helicopter down with a pistol.
Right.
It was nuts. And I also discovered a new station on YouTube today. It's Maker Music Uncovered series.
Oh, yeah.
It basically has these kind of unknown people, and they're really young, and they're covering songs, but they're so good. I listened to all the ones they have.
Right.
The last one was this 11-year-old girl rocking the crap out of some song, and she's good. And I'm like, I don't even sound anything like these people.
Right.
So it's really good. I put it in the chat room, and it'll be in the show notes. If you like unknown artists, like to hear how they sound, check it out.
I love how they do a lot of, you know, the one that, you know, you talked about, the mural one by Justin Timberlake, well, covered by Raquel Rodriguez, just beautiful.
It was gorgeous. I liked it better than the original.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I want that. But you can't get it anywhere. But I'm like, I want that.
Yeah, so
if they ever made a CD, I'd be like, yes, can I have your CD?
Yeah, I hope, you know, I just hope there's something great that comes from this. So,
yeah.
Nothing but can. So, with that, let's jump right to some. Once I find a button, what is that we're going to get to?
We're going to get to
The fridge is not prepared.
Food. This is week 61. I have not lost. I'm still stuck at 108.8.
That's okay.
But I feel my body slimming.
Yeah.
So I'm losing inches and I'm not losing
pounds. So it's not so bad, right?
It's not so bad.
Because every like 10 minutes, Jay had to pull up his shorts and tie it again. I was like, what does that mean, Jay?
Yeah.
They're too small. Okay.
So I'm still stuck at 108.8. I think my body is slimming up. And then I think, you know, something's going to happen and everything's going to kick in. Renee, she's still,
I'm still maintaining
at 90. And we're at 198.4, and we're never going to get this cake for 200, you know.
We're going to get it.
And we have a Frog Pants group still.
We do.
You can join that group at facebook.com/frogpantslose it.
Right.
And what are the totals for that, babe?
We have totals for this week. 137 people have lost 687 pounds. That's 5.01 pounds per person.
Yep, it is. And Renee actually has the URL correct in the show notes. And it is facebook.com/groups/loseit.
No, facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, babe. Thank you so much.
So, congratulations to all of our Frog Pants people. You all are doing an amazing job. I can't wait to see what you all do before the next Artacular.
That is right.
I made turkey meatloaf. I just got it into my head. I was like, you know what? I got ground turkey. I'll make turkey meatloaf. And it's not bad. It's tough to figure out how to make it not mushy. That's my next thing.
Right.
I think I can't use my fingers.
As much, yeah.
I think I have to use like a spoon to stir things with. So, next time. But it was still good.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was great.
So, yeah. So time for our try this.
All right.
In the package along with Volcano High, we got this wonderful package of Danish wedding cookies.
Oh, and man.
To be honest, I've had wedding cookies. I just haven't had Danish wedding cookies. And these are by Keebler. Nothing really weird inside of them. They have cocoa and folic acid, sugar, vegetable oil, coconut. So, So I'm going to tear into these. And, I'm not going to say no to cookies. Hello, it's cookies.
It's cookies.
Speaking of food, I tried my sister's roast. She made a roast. It was really good. Good job, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Are they made of real Danes? Crate their ass? Yes. And they're probably delicious.
I hope so.
Yes, that's Scott and Brian call them old lady cookies.
That's the only way I eat my Danes, is in cookie form.
Oh, they smell good.
Renee's holding on to the box.
Those are good.
I'm going to take out two. See, I think these are Renee's favorite types of cookies.
I have coconut in them.
You like coconut?
Mm-hmm.
So,
it tastes almost like a macaroon. Like a like a powdered macaroon. So, Punk Gopher, thank you for making me gain 10 pounds because that is what I'm going to do with these cookies. Wow, those are good. I think you're trying to make up for some of the weirder flavors of popcorn. Do you like these?
They're good.
They're just good. They're amazing. Amazing.
I want some water.
You want some water after that?
Yeah.
You don't like them?
I do like them. They make me want to drink water, though.
Oh, they're so good. Okay. I'm talking about them, but thank you, Punk Gopher. Oh, and there's a big box, too. How much are these? Four cookies are 130 calories.
So you can have four cookies, babe.
I've already had one, so that's exciting.
So you
can't,
have three
I can't
more.
Wait till after. So, yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks to Johnny Feisty, who just had a birthday for that bumper.
Yes, Johnny Feisty had an awesome birthday.
We saw him at Dragon Con.
We did.
Since we only see him at cons, even though he is literally 20 minutes away.
Not even 20 minutes away.
Not even 20.
He works right down the street from us.
even though I do want to have a meetup, actually, for people in the area, people have expressed interest. I'm trying to find something that won't take up a lot of my time to where I feel like I'm stressed.
Right.
So we'll think about something. But we have some birthdays this week. Today we have birthdays, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
We have birthdays. Horde Curious's birthday is today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! And we have John Morgan. Morgan I's birthday is today.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. We love them.
And on Tuesday
is Bradley Cleaver. I believe he's a member of the Tadpool or Frog Pants.
Okay.
We have mutual friends.
Okay.
If I know you, Bradley, I apologize. I'm not good with names.
Yeah.
Kim Sisters' birthday is on Saturday. Happy birthday. Kim Sones Johnson.
Oh.
Her sister's birthday. Oh, the Geek Food. The other member of the Geek Food.
Miss Sarah.
Her birthday is Saturday. Mm-hmm. Akizad, happy birthday. His birthday is on Saturday as well.
It is.
Yay. Sunday is another birthday for Saturday. Dave Green. Who's Dave Green?
From the Tadpool.
Oh.
You wanna hug me?
Oops. Oh. Sorry. I was trying to queue up.
I know. You can't queue up with that one. We'll continue on. Happy birthday, Dave Green. And also, Asheo's birthday is actually on Sunday. So happy birthday, Asheo.
Happy birthday, Asheo.
Now, we have a pick of the week. And apparently, Jay can't wait to get to it.
Well, I got to apologize to our chat room because, well, even our listeners, I was not expecting that to queue up as quick as it did.
Right. So my pick of the week is something that Nicole Spag tweeted, and I darn near lost it. It's called What Rhymes with Hug.me.
Okay.
So this is a website based on the lyrics of Robin Thicke and the new hot summer song Blurred Lines, You Wanna Hug Me, What Rhymes with Hug Me. And as we found out, Jay, a lot rhymes with Hug Me.
Yep. Here we go.
You wanna hug me? What rhymes with hug me?
Stop trying to drug me.
It's just a little fees.
If you get sleepy, I won't get creepy.
So there's not that many of these really. There's only like 20 of them. But some of them are really funny.
Right.
I don't know if you can find a good one real
Let's
quick.
See.
If you go through
that's
it real
rugby,
fast.
That's Bill Cosby, Dougie, Bubbly. And there's one that, here we go.
You wanna hug me? What rhymes with hug me?
I love Kentucky.
And it's Derby. Bet on those horses. Double shots of whiskey.
So, yeah.
It's great. So, what rhymes with hug.me? You can find out rugby, Bill Cosby. Some things don't rhyme with hug me, but yet they say they rhyme with hug me, but that's okay.
It's because they're in an E.
Your baby's chubby is great.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because I would play it, and then I was on my iPad, and then the first two lines that I would turn around to Jay to show what rhymes with hug me was just funny.
Right.
So, yeah. So, thank you, Nicole Spag.
Oh, definitely. And with that, we're going to get right into some...
Contact us, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some feedback.
We actually had someone contact us. And as we wrap up the show here.
Tim Magnuson. Magnuson.
Yep.
He commented on a show of ours.
Actually, he commented on our About page.
He commented on our About page.
At valentinecast.com. And he said... What did he say, babe?
You had Tom Merritt on an episode, and I listened. I am now a regular listener. Love you guys. You do a great job. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Tim, listening, and I'm glad we do a great job.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah, we try. And Tim, I went out to Tim's blog.
You did?
I did. I don't know if that's me being stalkerish.
It is, but it's okay. I'm sure Tim...
Well, I had to see what...
I'm sure Tim appreciated
Tim
you coming to see more.
Seems to be one cool-ass dude. And I say that...
Okay. Yes.
What?
No, I was... Sue from Slim Kicker, a diet and fitness and app site. Yeah.
Oh, no. I remember Slim Kicker.
I do remember that a long time.
He actually... He plays a guitar.
Ooh. He plays jealous already.
Acoustic guitar.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yep. And it's just, and he's in the Midwest. Now, I'm not going to give out too much.
No. You don't want to do that.
But I'm just excited. Look forward to communicating with you more. And
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate it.
And also, just want to say thank you to all of our other listeners that have been here.
And all of you unsung heroes.
Yeah.
We don't know about.
And if we have any new listeners, we're going to say thank you and welcome. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm excited. I was excited during the whole frame rate show. I kept saying, I'm so excited. I'm excited.
Jay's excited.
You know.
Are you excited, Jay?
I'm excited.
He's excited.
Jeff's coming into town.
I'm excited. Well, if you want to contact us, just say hi to tell us how excited you are, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
I'm excited.
You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
If you want to call us, you can do so at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That is THECAOBOI. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Oh, man.
Funk over.
I have to say thank you to our chat room. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, chat room.
Thanks for being patient.
You all make our night.
Yeah.
You all make our Monday. So I just want to say thank you.
And I want to thank JK Grammar for looking out for me, man. Keep Renee in line.
Oh, whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Okay, we'll talk about that after the show.
Well, I know you didn't say the F-bomb. You said fudge.
I said fug.
Oh, you said fug?
But that wasn't a great choice of words.
Okay. Yeah, what is fug?
It's not the bad word. That's what it's... Can we concentrate on what fug is not rather than what fug is? Can we concentrate on that? Hi, Buxley.
What's going on?
I love how Buxley always wonderfully pops in. Yeah, I know. Buxley is way on the west coast.
No, he's not.
Oh, that's somebody else.
Buxley is not Chicago, but he's close enough.
Sorry, Buxley. Sorry.
Come on, man.
It's late.
And it's great. Late.
It is great. We love you guys.
And we'll talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye. I'm excited.